Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 7th, at 11:22 p.m. in my Eastern U.S. time zone, we will reach the new moon in the Earth sign of Taurus. This new moon feels magical to me because of the chart overall, because I personally experience Taurus as a place of magic, despite how grounded and steady it is. And I think because we are still caught within a big net of change that includes the very intense spring eclipse season, and also the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, whose exact moment has passed, but whose effects will continue to reverberate for years to come. So I'm going to be unpacking this chart, but in a kind of a poetical way, more poetical than usual. And I hope you'll enjoy this way of looking at this particular new moon and join with me in weaving together some new stories. Let's dive in. With this new moon in Taurus, we find ourselves in a new story. We are out of spring eclipse season, yet its effects have barely begun to unfold. We're past the exact Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, yet seeds planted then have only begun to show themselves. We're in a time of endings and beginnings, weaving together into a new landscape of possibility. This new moon chart is gathered tightly across the second half of Pisces, all of Aries, and much of Taurus. Opposite, we find once again the south node in Libra, holding the rest of the planets in her hand like a big bunch of bright balloons. If you experience this new moon at night, as I will, the exalted moon in Taurus becomes the sect light, who in turn is ruled by Venus in her nighttime Taurus home. Venus is the nighttime benefic, also ruling Jupiter, the other benefic, likewise in Taurus. This part of the story is about seeds and roots and ancient trees with long memories. Uranus, also in Taurus, brings change, and that's fine. Life is change. Stasis is death. Not natural death, which is all about Taurian decomposition to feed the future, but rather the emptiness of nothing at all. Change is life. We're drawn deep into a green and growing world. We want to lie in beds of moss and gaze at the stars, waking to bird song and the stirrings of life all around us. There is work for our hands and rest for our souls. We follow the path of the sun across the sky and the circling of stars overhead at night. This is the opening of the story. Then something happens. An alien lands in the backyard. Disturbing news arrives from far away. A child is born unlike any other child. A magical book glows in an unused trunk in the attic. Strange singing wakes you up at night. This is Aries. Here we find Mercury conjunct Chiron, conferring about what we discovered, released, and healed during the retrograde. Here too is the asteroid Eris, carrying the wounds of the world. Mars, newly arrived in his home sign, is flexing his muscles. In the courtyard of the castle, he moves through drills with his broadsword. Nothing has happened yet, but he knows it's about to. The north node in Aries is restless, wanting, questing here and there, dissatisfied with this seemingly idyllic world. Neptune, at the end of Pisces, spins a magical web over everything. You get lost on your way home, but end up meeting the person you've been looking for forever. Saturn sextiles the new moon. The green and growing world senses the presence of what is beyond. The Lord of Time and Boundaries experiments with manifestation in a place that is infinitely expanding. The plot is about to take off. It will include conflict, opportunity, transformation, and possibly redemption. We don't know yet where it will all end up. The Libran South Node is at the apex of a yod, a tall triangle formed by quincunxes to Saturn in Pisces and to the new moon in Taurus. The South Node is the focus of a dilemma. How do we find peace in a contentious world? How do we let go of things we cherish? How do we reconcile ourselves to loss? Where can we find peace and harmony? The South Node needs both the spiritual structure of Saturn in Pisces and the grounded solidity of the Taurus new moon, yet the path forward is not clear. The answer to a yod is found by dropping a line straight from the apex to the center of the triangle's base. But this is the restless North Node. How can this be? At each spring's new moon in Taurus, we're reminded of how gorgeous the natural world is and how beautifully we can live if we create with the world rather than against it. Yet somehow we also need the irritant, or at least we can't seem to escape it. Something in us seeks the new, the exciting, the dangerous. It's how we're made. Many possibilities are held within this new moon chart. We can find hints to the ones calling out to us by looking for overlaps and intersections between our birth charts and the new moon chart. This new moon pings my chart in lots of ways, almost too many to list. Perhaps that's why I see so much potential here. Your experience of the Taurus new moon will call to you in different ways. It might feel less personal, yet still brim with meaning and possibility. Gather up the threads that draw you the most. Choose your favorite colors and textures. Begin weaving them together in patterns of your own design, letting the threads themselves guide you. What kind of life will you weave with this new moon in Taurus? This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Looking forward, if you couldn't tell, to tomorrow night's new moon in Taurus. The intersection of Libra, Pisces, and Taurus creates a magical nexus that calls us to action, that brings us right back to that Aries space. So figure out, sense, feel your way into where you fit within this pattern and what right action looks like for you. As always, thank you for listening.